Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Okay, so we didn't really talk much about this yesterday, and I kind of was going to lean into it, but we didn't.
All right.
You ready for this, dude?
Tell me, dude.
Dude.
I want to know, dude.
Dude, let me tell you, dude.
Bruh, tell me now. Listen, I heard a girl talking like that the other day, and I was like, Chet, you can it.
Believe this, 92 days till toy drive.
No.
Doesn't that just seem, it's like, how? Because it's going to be, you know, like the high's still going to be 107 today. And it's like, how? But we also know how this works. We'll be, you've got to plan carefully with your Halloween costume. Which, what's that? 60 days out, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
So then you got to be careful with your Halloween costume. Because if it's too warm, you'll be like, oh, no. Because we still might get some of that, you know, that residual.
Yeah.
On October 31st.
Sure.
But if you don't make the costume potentially warm enough, it could also be just a little chilly.
Yeah. Growing up in Vegas, I feel like it was always cold during Halloween because I remember always having a costume I loved, but having to wear an undershirt underneath it and it ruining the whole thing. And I was like, I hate this costume now.
Yeah, the whole vibe of it is bad.
Or
on the flip side, we all piled into the before the days of Town Scary. I think we were going to people's Halloween parties or something. I don't know what the hell was going on. But we were all piled into the station van. And I just remember I was wearing makeup. And it was just sweating the makeup off because it was so hot in the back of the van. And we were going, you know, and we were going to Henderson or whatever from when the station was over like Sahara and Rainbow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I just remember we were all looking at each other like we were going to the chair. Like it was just, we would rather just let us out on the side of the road. We'll walk.
Yeah.
Because it was just awful.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
Yeah. It's either freezing cold or blistering hot.
Yeah. It's a weird thing. We all get excited. We all really do get excited about fall. Well, I don't know about we all, but most of us.
Yeah, I do.
Get excited about fall here in the desert because it is a different animal.
Yeah.
And it's a celebration. You know, not everybody loves it when it's 115. We'll hear about it. Man, how do you know when people do CrossFit? What's the other one? What's the new one?
Everything. CrossFit.
What was the
vegan.
New one that we said? Yeah, vegan. There was another new one. But then, yeah, how do you know somebody loves it when it's 115? Because they will tell
They'll tell you.
I know what everybody's complaining about. I love it.
Can I say that it was nice enough yesterday that I rolled my windows down and had my first iced pumpkin spice latte of the season? Still really hot outside. But in my mind, I was in fall.
Yeah, something about football cools it off by about 20 degrees for me.
Damn straight.
Knowing that there's football out there,
because
I spent, you know, whatever time I had over the weekend watching as much college football as I could.
Sure.
And then I walked outside and I was actually kind of shocked. I'm like, why is it still so hot? Aces win last night, 90-71. They head out on the road after this now. Firmly in place in fourth in the WNBA. That means that they'll be the top seed going into the first round of the playoffs. Will have home court advantage
so far.
This road trip's going to be a little bit rough, but they beat up on Angel Reese in the Chicago Sky last night at T-Mobile Arena, too. 18,000 in T-Mobile.
Yeah, how'd it feel being there yesterday?
It's good. I love T-Mobile. Honest to God, and this is just, okay, can I just get some nerd stuff?
Yeah.
So the guy, Jeff, who runs the audio there, has like a special... He bought a special thing that apparently does not crazy things to my voice, but it's just like I sound...
Like amplifies it.
I
know what you're saying.
It's
nerd stuff.
It gives
it like a little reverb, like a little juice.
But like he was... And this was, I don't know, year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago. He's like, I found this thing. I had this guy make this thing, and it's perfect. And literally, there's a chat box at T-Mobile Arena that apparently they use for me.
Oh, that's amazing.
It's lovely. It's a lovely treat.
So sweet, Jeff.
First pick is coming up in just a moment, and we're going to do a true first pick this morning. With the exception, I've already promised the pink tickets for 8 o'clock. Don't let me give them away.
Copy that.
Yes, Roger that. Yesterday, I promised pink tickets for 8 o'clock, and then at 7:40, I'm like, here.
Yeah, but you did.
Here you go.
I didn't know if she answered the question. You're like, you know what? Go to pink today. Well,
that's why she was shocked. On the other end, the winner was like, I what?
And
I
was like, she was.
Yeah, you got him. Of course you did. What were you calling for? She's like, I have no idea what's going on here, but I'm not saying nothing.
But thank you to our listeners who reminded us someone has to pay attention.
Well, yeah, they were pissed. Yeah. Of course. They're furious. They're like, you idiot. You said you were giving them away at 8 o'clock here at 7:40. The hell are you doing, Buchanan?
I forgot about that.
I'm like, and I looked right after it happened. I looked, I went, hey, wait a minute. Uh-huh. What time is it? I don't even know what time it is right now.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
I had to ask you a minute ago, were you into One Tree Hill growing up?
I was not.
Oh, because by that time you were already mixed up in Idol and your career was going, because it started in 2003 and you were on Idol in 2004. So yeah, that passed all the way by you.
Yeah, it did. Once I became a celebrity for 5 minutes,
you
know what? It's not important. It doesn't need to be repeated.
Speaking of being a celebrity, can you change the lighting in here? They just started videoing, and the lighting is bad.
Yeah, I'll fix that. Let me get on it.
The proper shine on my head is not happening. I'm joking.
She
literally was taking her headphones off, and she's going to go turn the lights on.
Well, the fame is over. I'm back to being humble. I'll turn those lights on right now. Trust and believe.
When I was a celebrity.
Yeah, doing anything to stay relevant now. Please, I'll run it for those man. Lights on.
Here's the funny part. I know you're joking. We both know people that say stuff like that for real.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And it's the greatest. Again, what do I always say? I know people who are famous. This ain't it. Yeah. You know, like, I know famous people. And it's like, yeah, that's a different life. One that I'm not particularly interested in living, to be honest.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First this on 98.5 KLUC.
This is great. So this came from a friend that was like, we were just talking about wedding and just drama and stuff like that. And they were talking about the show and they love relationship rehab. And
sure.
And they were like, you know, just all of a sudden blurred say, you know, just bleh, comes out. You know, if they shove at the wedding, don't you think that if they shove cake into the other person's face, they're going to get divorced? By the way, that voice, I'm actually impersonating a woman.
No, I think that was pretty obvious,
she doesn't really sound like that. But that's how she feels. My buddy Ron, who's getting married early next year, that's the part he's looking forward to the most.
Smashing now, cake in his wife's face?
Yeah. And that's a bit of a dude thing. Amy and I, as I recall, did a little frosting on the finger.
Yeah.
I think it was the potential. I don't think we actually did it. I don't recall actually doing it.
Yeah. Lisa and I, my partner, are engaged, so we've been having a little bit of wedding talk. I think it's funny. I think it's fun. I don't think that there'd be a red flag for divorce. It shows that you guys are playful and you don't take each other too seriously.
Pretty aggressive theory, but then again, so is shoving cake in your partner's face. Linda from Pahrump said she went to a wedding where the bride asked the groom not to do it, but he did it anyway. She left the wedding and had it annulled.
Over a piece of cake?
Well, over the don't shove cake in my face while all my family and friends are watching.
Yeah, and he
and I'm wearing
anyway.
This beautiful gown, and I'm asking you want this one thing, mm-hmm. and then you're going to do it anyway? There, I get...
You get it.
I'm not saying I subscribe to this theory, but I understand this theory, especially saying it out loud. Because again, if she goes, babe, dude, you know, no cake in the face. Mm-hmm. All right. And he does it anyway.
Yeah, I hear that.
That's my enjoyment and my satisfaction overtakes your happiness.
Okay, you've swayed me. Because also, it is her one chance to look like a princess for the day.
She
spent a lot of money on her makeup. She's got her veil. I could see how, I don't know about grounds for divorce, but I could see how it'd be not cool to her.
I want to know how passionate she was in the asking.
Right.
Of the, you know, it's our big tip. Please don't. I'm asking you this one thing.
Yeah.
And in her head, if she's going, that's the one thing. That I don't care about anything else.
Uh-huh.
Play the electric slide 50 times. I don't care. We could do the wobble with your grandmother.
Oh, my God.
On the dance floor. You can shove your head up under my dress when you go get my garter. Good for you.
Yeah.
You Neanderthal.
You bonehead. No, yeah, listen, you made a good point. It's about listening.
Tony says we're still... Oh, Tony, my buddy. Tony is in production with the Golden Knights and the Aces and all that kind of stuff. Tony jumped on in the cup. We're still here 10 years later. LOL. Jennifer says, I don't think that's true, really, though we didn't do a huge wedding or a reception, just a little Whitechapel 30 years ago.
Ugh, love that.
Lindsay Pinnafell weighed in. Depends on how angry the bride looks after it's done. At that point, it's too late.
It is.
702-364-9898. Here's your choice. 4 tickets for the whole weekend at the Age of Chivalry Renaissance Festival. Shove cake in people's faces all you want. They're good with that. Giant turkey legs, cleavage, the whole deal. It's awesome. Sunset Park. Pass good for 4 to attend our IMAX screening of Transformers 1. That's going to be cool. Or a pair of tickets. We don't have 4 of them. Sorry. A pair of tickets for Daniel Tosh at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan.
Oh, yeah. That'll be fun, too. Good prizes.
Yeah. What do you think? There's a school of thought. There is a belief that if you shove cake in your partner's face on your wedding day, you're at least heading down the path toward divorce.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First this on 98.5 KLUC.
Adrian, who do we have here for the first pick?
We have Vanessa Olivas from Centennial Hills.
Well, hello, Vanessa. How's everything today?
I'm a member. Hey, have a fun.
Hi, good morning.
There she is.
Hey, so there's talk that if you shove cake in your partner's face on your wedding day, that you're on the road to getting divorced. What do you think about that?
Divorce! No. I think that's all love. I don't think it's a lead to divorce, for sure.
Cassie says if she asks specifically not to do that, then absolutely divorce. That's a basic boundary that he has proven that he cannot respect, especially on an expensive day that took a long time to prepare for and get ready for as a bride. Bride makeup is not cheap. The dress is not cheap. It just ruins everything for the rest of the night. Is it that serious?
It could be serious, but it's not that serious. It's your wedding day. You're supposed to get messy a little.
Okay? I feel like that too. It's supposed to be fun.
You spent all that money to do just what you're supposed to do. Have fun. And smash cake in your face, in your partner's face.
And doesn't the cake smashing come later at the night? Like, you've gone through the whole beautiful wedding. You're gorgeous. You're stunning. I get spending the money on the makeup. By the time the cake comes, everyone's drunk. You're smashing in each other's faces. You're out the door with the fireworks letting you out. I feel like
right,
it's the end of the night.
Exactly. You already went out with a bang. Let's go out with a big banger.
Smash the cake. I'm obsessed with her.
You're fun. You're so much fun. Okay, what's your choice? Age of Chivalry. 4 tickets to that, to the Renaissance, to the Ren Fair is basically what it is. Ren Fair at Sunset Park in October. Do you want 4 tickets for our advanced IMAX screening of Transformers 1, or do you want Daniel Tosh tickets?
Daniel Tosh Not gonna lie, when I turned on the radio, the first thing I heard was cake and cleavage. I was all in.
But oh no, turkey leg and cleavage. Turkey leg and cleavage. Yes. Yes.
That's what got me. But I'm definitely gonna go with the transformer.
Which one are you bringing to the table? The turkey leg or the cleavage? It's none of my business. Hang on one second. Don't answer that. On the advice of counsel, don't answer that. Adrian, I'm interested what you think. Adrian, well, see, Adrian is the gentle one of
us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He really is.
He's a cancer sign.
True, yes. I guess. On the should he's I be offended?
He's a cancer no. with his moon rising in Uranus. Yeah. It's great. But Adrian really is the... Michaela and I can tend to be a touch aggressive.
Yeah.
What? Us? No. But Adrian is the thoughtful one. He's the gentle one. He's yes. the sensitive one on occasion. So I really do want to, I want to hear what you think about
that. Well, to your point, you said a little bit earlier that like, yo, if they specifically ask, if they go out of their way to say, hey, please don't do this, you probably shouldn't do it on your wedding night. And then a question that I have, Michaela, maybe you can answer. Isn't it kind of similar to family jewelry? Aren't there some situations where like the wedding dress is passed down from generation to generation where grandma wore it on her wedding day and now you're wearing it and you kind of not want to damage that, correct?
Oh yeah, but it doesn't get that crazy, does it? I've never really seen where we're damaging there, and
it's never chocolate cake, you're right, at a wedding or something.
You know
like
what
that.
Though, I hear, like cake. If it's blue dye or something and it like slips yeah. on the white dress, I hear that's a very good point. I hear that. I just feel like it's at the end of the wedding. You're supposed to have fun. Listen, in all the bridal research I've been doing, a lot of brides have told me, I wish I just would have enjoyed the moment more and had fun. And so that's why I feel like
I hear that.
But that's more in the vein of don't stress out about stuff that doesn't matter. I also read a thing this morning about wedding planners that talk about stuff that people spend unnecessary money
on. Oh, yeah.
Anything monogrammed with your name, they go, no one cares.
Totally.
Stop it. Gifts for your grooms, for your bridal party and your groomsmen.
Yeah.
That's a different story. But even then, it's not... Which I disagree. I have my best friend got married 30 years ago, and I still have the beer mug.
Sure,
and I'll never get rid of it because it's got their names and the date they got married.
Yeah, but 30 years ago it was more affordable. Now getting married, it's so expensive.
Take it easy. We didn't take the covered wagon to the wedding. Just really quick, Norm. Oh well, it was cheaper then. Shut up.
Did you have a turkey leg?
Yeah, turkey leg or cleavage. Which one's it going to be? Nora says, I never heard it, but my ex-husband and I shoved cake in each other's faces. We got divorced.
Right.
Jim says, I was at a wedding and saw the groom do that. My wife and I agreed in that moment. It was a bad sign. We were right.
Wow.
Lori, on the other hand. Lori B, who's been with this show probably even longer than me. I specifically asked for cake not to be shoved in my face, and my husband listened. We're still married 22 years later, so there's that.
Okay.
Take all of that for what you will, and thank you for taking part in the first pick with the Chet Buchanan Show. Espresso or Houdini? Choose.
Espresso.
Got it. It's 98.5 KLUC.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
I forget when I asked you the first time. PSL, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Big thumbs up.
Really?
Big basic girl over here. Embarrassed to admit it, but I've already had one this season.
In fact, I'm having brunch and Bellinis right now.
All pumpkin flavored.
What else is the basic? I don't know what else makes it that. Okay, so then this job's right up your alley. If you need a gig, listen, Trader Joe's. I had a buddy who was the general manager of the one in Summerlin.
Oh, nice.
For a long time. Mm-hmm. And it's a great place.
I'm obsessed with Trader. I get everything at Trader Joe's.
Yeah, we spend a little time there too.
Yeah, I love it.
Does that make us bougie? Are we out of touch? Are we not cool? because we're so cool.
Well, honestly, the prices are incredible, though. And they have, I don't know if you know this, they have the best flower arrangements as well for like $5.
Yes. No, it's actually, Trader Joe's sounds bougie, but it's really not. Now, Whole Foods, let's talk. Ugh. And that one's about to open downtown Summerlin, too. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait. I can count on one hand the number of times I've been in a Whole Foods because I'm intimidated.
No.
I know I shouldn't be. And it's also just never really been that convenient.
Yeah. Listen,
back to Trader Joe's. They got a gig that if you're into PSLs, like pumpkin spice stuff, did you read up on those?
Oh, yeah. They'll pay you, actually. I'm thinking about applying. $1,000 to try all the pumpkin flavored Trader Joe's products. But you have to understand, they've got so many pumpkin spice. There's cookies, there's crackers, there's pancakes. And you have to try all of them within, I think you can still apply. You've got like 2 weeks to apply. I would 100% do this.
They said it's not clear how many. So you've got to try them all and you've got to write them a review. Got about 2 weeks to slam it all in. They're calling it the pumpkin spice pundit. Somewhere between 30 to 60 items.
Yeah.
For $1,000.
And then if you do it all within time, you get another $500 gift card.
Oh, to go buy everything that you liked.
Uh-huh.
So to go back and get it again. All right, fine. Hey, hit us up. If you're interested, hit us up. We know a guy. Those that say that's the song of the summer, what say you?
I'm going to agree. I was just thinking I'm going to learn the song.
Really?
I love that song.
Not espresso.
Oh, can I have a couple? Can I have a
shaboozy.
Few?
No.
If, I only get one.
You know, it's not the songs of the summer. It's the song of the summer.
Fine. Okay, fine. It's not going to be that song. It's going to be Espresso, Sabrina Carpenter.
You know it. I do know you. I knew you were going to say
it. You did. Fine.
Hang on. Why won't that go?
KLUC-FM at HD1, Las Vegas. Broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios. It's the Chep Buchanan Show.
It's on every morning when I wake up. This is my station, and I love it.
On 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chep Buchanan Show.
Lindsay Pinnefeld, did you see that attitude I was getting just a second ago? Did you see what I'm dealing with in here this morning? It's a hornet's nest. It's a hornet's nest in this joint today. I'm telling you. You know why? Because Michaela's upset because we still do not have justice for Reba.
Exactly.
I know. Me too.
Sources close to the Chet Buchanan Show have provided information that lead me to even more than ever to believe that this is truly a case of it's not what you know, it's what you can prove in court, and that we're like it's close. We need there's one piece missing. Just one little tiny piece missing. Are you writing all this down? Are you getting all this down?
Still investigating.
Yeah. Are you getting all this down, Lindsay?
I'm getting it. I'm jotting it.
Oh, it sounded like were you typing?
For a second.
Yeah, good for you. We're taking notes.
I didn't realize it picked up the sound.
I thought...
Aggressive timer.
Yeah, I know. I was like, are we in court right now? Because
but also, I kind of like that sound, the ASMR of it.
It's very soothing, isn't it?
I know. I was really into it.
We need a bubble keyboard for that reason. I love it. But awesome. Yeah, so carry on. I jotted that down.
We're still getting plenty of people who are asking how they can get Justice for Reba shirts. Tell us what you know, Lindsay Pinnefeld from Vegas Pet Rescue Project.
Well, I know they're on our social media, too. We haven't selected the two other days where we're going to be able to give anybody who wants to actually, who didn't get a T-shirt. We were donated 122 more by King Printing. So they donated 122, I think was the exact number. So we do have some more. We'll post on our social media when we want to, people can link up with us to grab more flyers.
They can keep listening here, too. We'll tell them. We'll spread the word.
Oh, yeah.
We're not showing it. Actually, Michaela and I were really, after the show yesterday, we were really upset that we were like, God, we just can't. How do we do this? We got to try and figure out a way. And then we went, I don't think anybody really cares if we're there or not. So yeah. we were like,
they're there for the shirts.
They do.
Not that much.
You're the reason they showed up.
Because we let them know and there were free shirts. So I think the free shirt component is really the important part here. We're not stressing about it too much, but we definitely still want to spread the word because that was the whole idea to begin with, was to spread the word.
Perfect.
So, but do you think probably next week, yeah, is when you're going to go out with more shirts?
Yep.
Okay. Anything
and then
else?
I will tell you when. I will find out more today.
Okay.
Specific.
Hey, we're in no rush, dude. We're in a rush. We're in a rush for justice.
We're in a rush for justice.
Absolutely.
We're not in a rush for t-shirts. We're okay. All right, good. All right, have a good day.
Good. She's busy typing.
All right.
She's
very busy. Have a wonderful Wednesday.
You too, Auntie Lindsay.
You're very busy with all your business and whatever and your whatnot there with the computer. We can tell.
No, she's little but mighty, you guys. Okay, she's running this show.
We got this.
Okay. All right. We'll see you later. Bye.
No, you guys have a great day.
Bye,
Justice for Reba.
Justice for Reba.
That's so great. And Michaela has found the one person that she's taller than. So she could say things like, she's little but mighty.
Oh, yeah.
John Tanzi of Silverado Ranch goes for win number 4 on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Coming up next.
3, 2, 1, let's go. The Chet Buchanan Show, waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
It's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Okay, our new video stuff is overtaking our lives now. Oh, that does look good. It's funny, Adrian's got a new light in his room. And from here, it looks like when you're trying to tell a ghost story around
exactly.
The campfire.
Exactly. That's why I'm moving it around.
Afraid of the dark?
From in here, yeah, it looks like you look shadowy. On the camera, it looks great. And then me over here with my vanity, so I don't look like I have headphones of any sort.
Sure.
Yeah, and I don't know why you're torturing me.
Can't hear the show, but you look good.
Oh, whoa.
Priorities.
I'm taking a beating in here today, and I've never been happier. I'm telling you, I don't know that I've ever loved it more than what's going on in here today. This is great.
If there wasn't more incentive to follow us on Instagram, 985KLUC, we have video content on the way from the show, we promise you. And it's on the way.
And potential copyright violations, everything. Oh, it's awesome.
Until they tell me no.
That's right, dude. I always, trust me, have I ever told you I am given the choice? I will always ask forgiveness as opposed to asking permission.
100%.
Always. That's how stuff gets done.
Yeah.
It's also how you get sued, but whatever. Whatever. Right? Right, John Tanzi of Silverado Ranch, the 3-time champion. How are you, brother?
Good. How are you guys? Good morning.
Good.
Yeah, we're hanging on by a thread, but it's awesome. Like, we're just... Right, we're enjoying the rush. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're talking about.
Who's our challenger?
Our challenger is a former winner.
I knew I
Jennifer
knew
Kelter is back representing Green Valley Ranch.
I saw you on the screen, and I would when because how many times did it take before you got through? Like 3?
Twice.
Okay. I saw you the first time it came up, and I went, that name looks familiar. And then I, went about my business, and then I turned around and I saw that you were on hold, and I went, I know who this is.
Welcome back, sister.
Thank you. Yeah, you did. You won. Did you win both times for Green Valley Ranch? Because they've got 2 wins on the board.
I did.
Okay.
Yep, that's
me. A former 2-time champ taking on the 3-time champ in Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. I don't need to remind you guys how to play the game. You already know what you're doing. You also know that your quizmaster is the commissioner, Michaela Gordon.
This reality star, who was most recently a guest on our show, has a reality show coming out, Nicole Richie, but took a nasty fall during an upcoming music video.
Was that Jennifer that got in first?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Jen.
Jen, yep. Paris Hilton.
Is it Paris Hilton? And the challenger goes up 1-0.
This short but sweet singer has 3 chart toppers off her latest album, but still falls short to Shaboozy's Tipsy. And she's saying, please, please, please let me have number 1.
Who is it?
Jen. Is it Selena Gomez?
No. Let's see. Which one do I... How about that one?
Next contestant, please.
It's not the one I wanted, but okay. John, do you have an answer?
Oh, my goodness. I don't. Kelly Clarkson. I have no idea.
Shut up, dummy.
How about Sabrina Carpenter?
I know, that's right.
Yeah! Jen's got one, I've got one. John got Zippo.
Move over, Patrick Mahomes. This global pop star who's dating his bestie is dominating
John.
The...
Jen!
Taylor Swift.
Oh, sorry. Uh-oh. I was... No, Adrian,
I think I heard John.
Adrian and I were making goo-goo eyes at each other.
It was John.
John?
Taylor Swift.
Is it Taylor Swift? I wasn't even listening to the question.
I was making goo-goo eyes at... Don't worry.
Thank God one of us is working right now.
Yeah, I'm here, you guys.
All right, we're tied at one all the way across the board.
Gigi Hadid was photographed on vacation with what actor who played opposite of Lady Gaga in A Star Is Born?
John. Bradley Cooper.
Was that Bradley Cooper? Yes, it was. And the champ takes the lead. Oof.
Vanna White was afraid she wouldn't have chemistry with the newest host of Wheel of Fortune. What's his name?
Forget it. Really, you guys?
No idea.
Ah, crap!
Ryan Seacrest.
Really?
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Of course, that guy does everything.
I've got two. John's got two. Jen's got one, but it feels like two.
I thought it was two.
No, it wasn't. It's not. She's been trying, but can't get in there.
All right. Hawktua Girl, otherwise known as Haley Welch, has joined the Chep Buchanan Show to help seek justice for the dog named
Jen to tie.
Reba.
Reba! Justice for Reba!
Justice for Reba!
Wow. Once again, a full house. The next correct answer wins. Tied at two.
The newest star of Beetlejuice thinks women should get their own franchises instead of taking over male roles like James Bond. What is her name?
John for the win.
Catherine O'Hara.
Is it Catherine O'Hara?
It's not.
The commissioner says no.
Shut up, dummy.
Do you have an answer for the win, Jen?
Jenna. Not Dewan, but Jenna Dewan.
You also get this one.
Shut up, dummy.
And I was kind of leaning that way, too. Is it Jenna Ortega?
Oh, there it is.
Holy buckets. Guess what just happened?
Winona Ryder.
Guess what just happened? Guess what just happened?
Oh, my God.
I got three.
What was the answer?
Jenna Ortega.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
You said Jenna Dewan. Jenna Ortega.
Yeah, I couldn't think of her last name.
John Tanzi's reign ends with three wins.
Oh, God.
John, you were an excellent champion. You're welcome to try again someday.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Wow, dude. Wow.
Oh, my God. I can't believe what a turn that took.
I miss you already. Bye.
Always fun.
Yeah, and Jen came back. You gave it a good run.
Came in strong.
We hope to hear from you again. You're gone. Have I ever won before?
Yeah, you have.
Yes, you've won before.
One other time.
Yeah. But you've never ended a streak like this, let's be clear.
Uh-huh. Yeah, honest to God, I thought we were going to be making a belt for John. I really did. Wow. So,
how does it feel?
I'm uncomfortable. So what happens now is I won today. So that means the Daniel Tosh tickets go to caller number 25 right now at 702-364-9898. And tomorrow, two brand new contestants. Shocking! On Michaela's Hometown Road.
Awesome way to wake up.
Wake up with the Chet Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Keeping it in the neighborhood, huh?
Apparently right next door with Katrina Ramos. That's what she said.
Right next door. Okay, so where are you at? Can we see you from here?
Possibly.
What are your cross streets?
Close enough.
I like that.
I love the answer in the background.
She has an advisor in the background. Yeah. She has somebody who's pulling the strings back there. They're running the show. They're telling her what's okay and what's not okay.
Yeah, you just get those tickets, baby.
Yeah, she's a big deal. She's got folks. No, what are your cross streets?
Huh?
Huh? What are your cross streets?
Sorry. Hello?
I'm so bored with this conversation already. What? I just asked you what your cross streets are, and you went, hello?
Oh,
Jones and Lindell.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so
yeah,
close.
Yeah, you are close.
Mama, what's up?
Well, yeah, you are close, so you better watch yourself. You're close.
Yeah.
We'll be over there in a light second if things don't go well here. But I think we're off to a good start. Earlier the question was, there's a belief out there that if you shove cake into your partner's face on your wedding day, that you're going to get divorced. And people are like, there's two camps.
Yeah.
The cake shovers and the no cake shovers. And the no cake shovers are like, it's disgusting. It's tasteless.
Yeah, disrespectful.
And then other people are like, lighten up. What if you're not shoving cake, you're not having fun. What say you?
I mean, I feel like it's up to your partner, really. Like, if you're getting married, you know your partner, and you know what they like and dislike. So, like, normal people normally voice, like, oh, I don't want my cake shoved in my face. So, if it's not a red flag, your partner will respect it, honestly.
Yeah, there was a lot of that so, are you married?
No.
do you want to be do you want cake shoved in your face at your wedding?
I mean, I'm fine single, honestly.
Yeah.
But,
yes.
Good for you. Yeah, I hear all that. Which is right about the
I'm
time.
Making the girl money.
Which is right about the time that she'll find the person that she's going to marry. Because when you're going, because that's how it happened. That's how I was when I met Amy. I was like, I'm cool. I'll just be a crusty old man living alone in some house, whatever, and I'll just go enjoy my life. Yeah. And then, pow.
You met the love of your life.
You've met the love of my life, and everything changed for the better that day. It was amazing. But yeah, people go sideways on this stuff. I heard three different people yesterday complaining. They were like, oh, the only thing worse than a Tuesday after a holiday weekend, or the only thing worse than a Monday is a Tuesday that feels like a Monday after a holiday weekend.
True.
So there's all this talk about going to a 4-day work week, right? Which day do you want to have off?
I mean, any day will turn into a Monday when you have to go back to work. So honestly, it wouldn't make a difference, but I would say I would like the middle of the week off. So it's sort of like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off,
dude,
Thursday, Friday.
Smarty girl, I totally agree.
I was just going to say, most people pick Monday or Friday. There are some that go, I would like little 2-day weeks.
Love it.
Split up. And I find those people to be genius. Therefore, by Thank extension, you, Katrina Ramos, are a genius in my eyes.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And you have 4 tickets for the Age of Chivalry Renaissance Festival. Good for the entire weekend. So go get yourself one of them big turkey legs.
Yay.
And I'm not going to ask about your outfit because I'm a gentleman. So I'm going to put you on hold just for a second, okay?
KLUCFM at HD1, Las Vegas. Broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios.
Oh, my God.
It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
Try this in every morning.
Get ready every morning.
Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
By the way, did you and Lisa, have you decided on a date for the wedding? For a celebration?
No, we have not. We thought it was going to be in December. We made that decision earlier this year, and now it's almost December, and we've decided to push it again. Like a normal couple.
Weddings on the cheap, all the rage. I'll tell you what, we spent for hours. There's a park at a lighthouse. I'll take you to it one day. It's amazing. Have I ever shown you pictures?
Yeah, it's beautiful. You guys did it right, you and Amy.
$200.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
$200. Rented chairs for another $200. I think we had to rent a tent. That might have been $400. Didn't really need it, but glad we had it.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had dinner at a restaurant at this iconic, and I don't mean it just how like people say it on Instagram. It's iconic.
It's really iconic.
It's truly iconic.
Yeah.
That's on the water. So that was a block away. Everybody walked over to a block. Then where we spent the money, and I told my wife, I was like, I was like, oh my God, we're going to save so much money, because we ended up switching venues and just kind of fell into this, and it ended up being perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I said, we're going to save so much money. She goes, no, we worked hard for this money. We saved up for this, so we're going to spend it. And I was like, okay, what are we doing? And she kind of did the cheerleader clap. She goes, post-wedding activity.
Yes!
We rented a tour bus and took everybody to a Seahawks game in a suite. And literally people were crying. They're like, it's the greatest weekend of my life.
Oh, that's so fun.
And we paid for all their hotel rooms at this, like, you know, 3-star hotel, but it's on the water and it's
yeah,
beautiful.
You guys made a memory. I would be so good going through the drive-thru. Lisa wants to invite our family. She's Armenian. I'm Italian. I don't want any part of that. So we may never get married, honestly. Just engaged forever.
Because you're Armenian and Italian?
Because she wants a big wedding. I want a small wedding. And we still have not found middle ground.
You're not really Italian.
Well, what am I?
Well, no, because then wouldn't you want a big wedding too? If we're going by stereotypes,
yeah,
you
know what
I
mean?
The only reason I brought it up is because I saw this. Remember, I told you the wedding planners were going.
Sure.
So weddings on the cheap. Don't buy any kind. They said they wouldn't waste money on any kind of wedding favor with the couple's name on it. Your dad might use that beer koozie with your name written on it in cursive, but nobody else will.
Oh, yeah.
It's really funny. It'll go in a drawer. It'll go in a drawer at somebody's house.
It'll stay there forever. Junk drawer.
This is amazing to me. Don't waste money on lots and lots of real flowers. Fake flowers are way better than they used to be. Use real ones for the bouquet, but buy or rent fake flowers for everything else. No one cares.
Smart.
A bottle of, don't buy fancy champagne, and certainly don't put a bottle on every table. The manager of a wedding venue said they dump so much champagne down the drain.
Wow.
Let people toast you with their own drink or pour glasses of champagne. But even then, it's a waste for most people.
Yeah, first, that makes sense.
They'll take a sip, put it down.
Uh-huh.
Don't do a big expensive cake. Cupcakes or donuts are a much cheaper option.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because even the fake cakes, the fake layer tiers are still so expensive.
Sure.
Yeah, cupcakes are great.
Sure. Don't buy liquor. Just go with beer and wine. It's cheaper, and your guests got to work at it to be sloppy drunk. You don't need that aggravation.
Yeah, smart.
And by the way, the true hardcores, they'll have a flask. You're not patting people down at the door.
Yeah, BYOA. Bring your own alcohol.
Yeah. Don't do personalized cocktail napkins. They're napkins.
True.
That's what it said.
Makes sense.
That's what it said.
They're getting thrown away anyway.
And elaborate centerpieces. Think of the last wedding you went to. Tell me what the centerpieces looked like.
Well, I actually took mine home. You know, at the end of the wedding, they let you take them home. Yeah, but I didn't need to do that.
That was the one thing that I thought we'd get pushback on.
Yeah.
And I thought people would go, no, centerpieces, you have to. But
you don't.
I always tell people, remember, you're just throwing a party for your friends and for your family.
Mm-hmm.
That's really all you're doing.
Yeah.
And so there is also a school of thought that says, well, if I'm bringing you a gift, I expect food and entertainment.
I hear that. Just save your gift then. Just meet me in the backyard and let's have a good time.
Well, right?
Uh-huh.
Do I really need your gift?
No.
That's so interesting. All right, relationship rehab. We should get to this. So yesterday we were talking about, didn't we name her Marcy?
Yeah.
We never did have a name for that email.
Marcy.
Marcy found her 16-year-old daughter's diary and read it. She told her friend about reading it and what she found in it. And her friend went, you can't do that. You're violating her privacy.
Sure.
To which Marcy said, that's my kid. This is my house.
Mm-hmm. There is no privacy.
Yeah, there is no, but this is how we're going to do it. Now, she wasn't going to punish her for anything. At least it didn't seem like it.
No, yeah.
And so, knowledge is power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think everyone kind of agreed that it was okay that Marcy read it because it was out there.
Yeah, well,
and
she found it while she was cleaning.
Yeah.
To be clear, like she didn't, it wasn't like Marcy's daughter left it on the bed. You know, it's not like it was out open to page, 14.
Mm-hmm.
Today, Jimmy tried to,
God, I used to write the stupidest stuff in my journal. God.
Why? Never leave breadcrumbs, man. Never leave a trace.
Yeah.
It's good. I guess it's good if you wanted to go back and read it later.
Yeah.
I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
So, does this change things? If you're just, I don't know, maybe you're poking around on the computer at home. You find your husband's, you know, he's journaling. Because that one time he went to therapy, they said it would be a good idea. He took him up on it. And that's why he's not such a maniac anymore, because he's able to get his feelings out.
Right.
But then you find, you know, he's talking about Marcy at work. We'll start using that name for everybody. He's talking about, you know.
Yeah, you read something and you find out it's probably something maybe you didn't want to find.
Right. Now, when they're a grown adult, so this is where Michaela and I had a really great conversation yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
When they're a grown adult, can you punish for what you read in a grown adult's, does it change it?
Yeah.
You know, if it's your kid and, you know, and Jimmy tried to get me to take the pot and he wanted me to have the hibbity dibbity.
Yeah. I mean, it's one thing if it's your kid, if it's a grown up who's not your child, who's your partner, I think privacy rules are different.
But are they? And if it's, there's so many layers on this. Brandon wants a piece of this right now. He doesn't even want to wait. Brandon, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm sorry, but there is an absolute betrayal of trust when it comes to, like, if I were to find something, if my wife had a diary and, say, was sharing thoughts with that diary that she could not share with me, I would absolutely feel betrayed. Why, if we are so in love, if we decided to start a life together and build something, why wouldn't you share the thoughts that you're sharing in your diary with me? Especially if it's about me.
Oh, wow. So you feel it's a betrayal. You believe the diary is a betrayal?
Yeah, if she's journaling and not telling him.
Yeah. Is that,
you might as well be, and I know it's not the same. It's an object, but you're basically telling a stranger about, you know, relationship woes and worries that you should be sharing with me so we could work on it together.
Okay. Let me take this one step further. So what if she says, I met Jim for cocktails today after work. I don't know if it's going to go anywhere, but I can't explain the feelings that I have. I haven't felt like this since high school. I'm not going to do anything about it. But oh my God, I feel alive. Is that grounds for divorce? Are you gone?
Don't get me wrong. I am an understanding person.
Yeah.
So again, I'm not gone off the rip, but I am, we are sitting down and having a conversation. You know, why is Jim back in your life all of a sudden? And why did you decide, you know, to go have drinks with him? You know, If I'm your husband, your partner, I can make you feel alive.
Let's play devil's advocate. How do you know about Jim? Were you snooping?
Uh-huh.
Were you snooping? You son of a, this is why I, this is what, you know what I mean?
Now that can, you've betrayed me.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The double-edged sword is definitely there. But you know what? There wouldn't be reason to snoop if you didn't make me suspicious. If I didn't feel like I had to snoop, then I wouldn't snoop.
Look what you did to me. Look what you made me do.
I don't know about this theory at all.
I mean, yeah, Brandon, that's a tough. And by the way, you also see how Michaela and I talked about this for 45 minutes yesterday. It makes all the sense in the world. Thank you for calling, and thank you for being on hold, and thank you for being, you know, open and vulnerable with us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Brandon.
Oh, no, absolutely. Thank you guys for having me on. I definitely appreciate the opportunity. I look forward to more chances in the future.
Anytime, dude.
Huh.
All right, we'll see you. Why am I saying dude so much today?
I don't know. You're just broing out today.
702. I am. I'm all bro.
Just whatever,
all bro. Thanks for listening to the Bro Show.
Thanks, dudes.
Thanks, dudes. Thanks, bros. Hey, we got a Michaela. Ooh, is that a Michaela snort? Or is that an Adrian snort? Is that a Michaela snort? We don't get a Michaela snort very often. Get a Chet snort all the time. You don't get a Michaela snort very often. 702-364-9898. Caller number 25 right now. You want to go to Pink? You want to sit in the lower bowl? We'll let you be there early so you can see Sheryl Crow, the script, and Kid Cut Up. You can go whenever you want. Allegiant Stadium, Friday, September 13th. Did you hear me say lower bowl for Pink?
Oh, yeah.
This is so sticky on a million different levels.
Million. My phone is blowing up, Chet.
So what happens if you find your significant other's journal / diary? Because it seems weird to say for a grown adult, dear diary. Diary makes me feel like it's not serious.
I mean, diary, journal, it's the same thing, I feel like.
I know. I don't know why I'm splitting hairs on this one, but
yeah,
I am.
Yeah, it's just a place where you get your feelings out. I think it's very similar to therapy, so it's...
Yes, but with your therapist, that stays in the room.
Well, it should be staying in your journal, too, unless Brandon is your boyfriend. He's going to be snooping around, and he's going to think it's okay.
Did Michaela just tip her hand as to how she feels? Stay tuned for Relationship Rehab right here on the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC. And don't go snooping while the song plays. By the way, I'm the king of the sidebar today. Quick sidebar. The other day we were talking about Anna Delvey inventing Anna.
Sure.
The girl that just said that she was an heiress and got these people to give her money and all that, you know, all that other kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. It was a great story on Netflix.
Dancing with the Stars.
No, she's a cast member on Dancing with the Stars.
Now, how interested are you? I haven't cared about Dancing with the Stars in forever, and I probably still won't care very long on this one, but I'm interested. And what does that say about us as a society that we are going to reward this behavior?
Oh, sure.
She went to jail. She was on house arrest. In fact, the last I saw, she was still on house arrest for this. But hey, let's give you a few $100,000 and,
yeah,
you know, make you
work around the ankle monitor. We got you.
Let's provide you with the celebrity and attention that you were trying to get in the first place by ripping other people off.
Wow, that's crazy.
And sadly, I'm supporting this. Just give me more,
give me more. Weekday mornings, it's the Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
All right, relationship rehab. So we talked yesterday about finding your 16-year-old daughter's diary, and is that an invasion of privacy, yada, yada. And we went back and forth on that. It was a good 45 minutes of conversation yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
About what if it's an adult? It changes things for me. If I went home and I found... If I found a diary and my wife wrote in it.
Would you read it?
I don't think I could help myself.
Mm-hmm.
Would you?
I did.
Oh, for the love of God. We'll get to that in just a moment.
Mm-hmm. I did.
Well, we've had a new story go to the top of the pile. Man, I got to tell you, Ashley, anything that I was trying to think about, it doesn't matter anymore now, does it? Holy. So this has happened to Michaela, and we'll... I know, right? If you found something that your significant other, a journal, whatever, are you reading it?
Yep.
Everyone agrees.
Yeah, that's how babies are made.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, Ashley. I don't know why people keep doing that today.
I'm
hello?
Sorry.
Hello?
I'm so sorry. No, I can barely hear you.
Hi. That's okay.
I'm nosy. I would read it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It could also be the children screaming in the background and all the chaos.
I know. I'm, I have them both in the truck with me. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
Okay.
You're fine.
It's my life.
You called us. We're grateful. So you would read it. Now, if you found something in it that, you know, like, for example, they said that they met somebody for drinks and made me feel alive. I haven't felt like this in years. Would you do something about it?
Oh, yeah. I would confront my significant other, because why are you going out for drinks and with who?
Mm-hmm.
And that's not happening. I don't know. But then again, I would find out who that person was, too, because I'm kind of crazy.
And shake them? Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, and then, yeah.
I'm here for all of this. Slice, I'm like, uh-huh, yes.
Slice
uh-huh.
their Achilles? Yeah, no, I got you. No, we
understand. I'd find out what that relation was first, and I'd find out what she was about, and then maybe go ask my husband questions.
That's so funny, because the other person, while I'm curious, that doesn't, they don't have anything to do with me.
Yeah, you'd keep it just home base.
Yeah,
because
my problem at that point is my marriage.
Right, not the other person.
Ah, man, just the thought of it is devastating.
Yeah.
Just the mere thought of it is devastating.
Well, and it's such a difficult position, because you find out and they're like, well, don't snoop if you don't want to find something that you're not looking for. But at that point, if they've wronged you, cheated on you.
Oh, I want to make sure you hear this, Ashley. Cool. Lower bowl tickets to Pink.
Oh, that would be dope.
Yeah, did you not know? Did you not know?
I don't know what's going on right now. I'm just nervous.
Well, don't be nervous. It's just us. You're fine. And you've got lower bowl tickets to Pink. Not this weekend, but next weekend, okay?
Oh, that's awesome. I get to ditch the kids for a little bit.
Yeah, go off, Mama. Have fun.
Yeah, really good. All right, hang on one second.
Exciting. Thank you.
Yeah,
yes.
the hard part's over. You don't need to be nervous anymore.
Yeah, okay, great, because I'm shaking.
No, thanks for the relatable advice.
You did great. No, you were fantastic. Hang on. So, okay, this happened to you?
Yeah, when we were first dating, Lisa, my partner, had a journal on the table. She was in the shower. I am the nosiest person alive. I can't even help myself.
Why did she leave it out?
Probably because she trusted me.
Oh, well.
Like a normal person.
Well, I think we all know what happened, but let's find out what happened in just a moment.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
If and when society as we know it crumbles, there will be signs that, you know, like there's a lot of good things out there and we try to spotlight those.
Yeah.
But when it all finally just disintegrates.
Sure.
I'm going to point to this moment.
Okay, there were warnings.
Because you know people, I asked you this before, you don't game, right?
No.
I don't, because I would be this person and I would never leave the house. Mm-hmm. And you would, honestly, you'd never see me again.
Oh, okay,
because I'd be obsessed. I'd like to believe I wouldn't fall this deep mm-hmm. into the hole, but maybe. The Heinz people, catch up.
Oh, sure, yeah.
You know, they've apparently, now we're trying to figure this out, whether it's a joke or not, but I don't think so. I think it's real.
Mm-hmm.
Heinz has developed a robot that will dip gamers' snacks for them and feed them.
No.
So you don't have to.
Chet.
Ever.
How lazy can we be?
Well, or is it efficient? You know what I mean? Because you can't disturb the gaming. It's a hands-free dipping machine called the Hum Hum. Recently debuted at the Esports World Cup in Saudi Arabia. It has a mechanical hand, as you might imagine, that will dip and feed you while you're continuing on with your game. Players can activate the machine by using pedals, so you don't have to use, you know, so you got your controller.
Yeah, right. Okay, you know what? I wanted to drag this. I was going to be like, how lazy can we be as a society? But now things are circling through my mind. Kind of makes sense if they do it professionally. Also could work for people like hairdressers who have their hands caught in hair. Maybe they need to eat. Maybe this could really be a thing.
Because God forbid we skip having junk food.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? God forbid.
Yeah, no, gotta have it.
I think it's funny that this thing will dip for you. You know what I mean? It's just the feeding. Okay, now I also know what you think. You're like, come on, this isn't real. The Heinz people say it's serious. There are photos out there on the interwebs. Do that on your own time today. That said, it is unclear if they would ever be able to manufacture them, you know, so that the price point would work for the consumer and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But you know already there's some rich dude out there that's going, yeah, I want this.
Yeah, and I'm
going to
get it.
Or maybe even some not so rich dude, like my Call of Duty buddies that keep begging me to start playing so I could play with them. And I guarantee they're like, how much do these things cost? We'll get one.
Yeah, this is the thing.
When society crumbles, mark down, look, this time and this date.
And you'll still be able to have your chicken tendies.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
You know, in the interest of public safety and, you know, stuff like that, we try to keep you apprised of crime that may be affecting your neighborhood.
Absolutely.
Now, I'm not saying anybody is doing this now in the Vegas Valley, but in Louisville, Kentucky, there's a porch pooper.
Tuesday morning, I went out to my front porch and noticed this, what I thought was a cat poop, and it turned out to be a person. I have no idea. We're good neighbors. We keep to ourselves. We behave ourselves. And I can't imagine that somebody would want to do some kind of retribution. I'm relieved that he's not violent or he's not trying to force entry. He's just doing his deed.
The obvious joke here is he's relieved too. Why, and by the way, yeah. Why are we so certain that it's a guy? Because again, this is something women,
never, they would never.
Until they do. Until they do. So, yeah, it's crazy.
This guy just sounds so sweet, though, and monotone and like an easygoing guy. Like, what could he have done that he's got a porch pooper?
I think he's an innocent victim.
Yeah.
Of somebody who's just doing it. He's done it twice so far. He's visited the house at least three times. Security camera got it on video. But, yeah, nobody knows why or, you know, we know how.
Yeah.
Nobody knows why.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
The more you know before we go, two things really quick. Sunday, I finally got my truck washed. I'm amazed it didn't fall apart because I was pretty sure. Because I've had that truck 10 years. It's got 155,555 miles on it. I never did.
Whoa.
Is that lucky if there's a bunch of fives?
555 sure is angel numbers. Means luck is coming.
Yeah?
Yeah, it is. It really is. Prosperity and luck.
Well, and you know, nothing's for real unless you post it on social media, so I better get on that. But I went to Sparkle Car Wash on Tropicana. I'll give him a free plug.
Okay.
Because there was this guy named Mazda.
Full name.
And it's weird that this would pop up today because he said, next time you come in, I'll tell you the story of why I'm named Mazda. But I may already know because it says this right here in front of me. Isn't this weird that this is all happening? Mazda is named after the god of a religion. That's that Zoroastrianism.
Oh,
you recognize the word if you saw it. You know what I mean? It's a Z with a bunch of letters behind it.
Okay.
The god of that religion is named Ahura Mazda. The name translates to wisdom in Persian.
Oh, yeah. I'm just kind of stuck on the chances of you meeting a guy named Mazda and then finding the meaning of it.
Right here in front of me. I did not look that up myself. That just popped in there in front of me. It's weird. There are craters in North Dakota, Canada, France, and the Ukraine that were almost all likely caused at the same time by fragments of the same asteroid 216 million years ago.
Wow, that's crazy.
Can you imagine today, though, if that happened, just the devastation? You know, although North Dakota, a good portion, anything 100 miles north of the U.S. border in Canada, probably clear.
Uh-huh.
The Ukraine's already a mess.
I know.
France might be in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But still.
That'd be rough.
But still wild that that happened all at once.
Yeah.
And that there's craters there that you can, that you could see. That's the more you know before we go. We probably should. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Follow us at 985KLUC after what's been a heck of a run for this last week. Clear today. going to try and get a little caught up on some stuff. Mm-hmm. Adrian, what you got working?
You can follow me on Instagram, on TikTok, at Heavyweight Radio. Be sure to check out the Unlikely Podcast, wherever you get your podcast, or even a better suggestion, also check out the Chet Buchanan Show on that free Odyssey app.
Yeah, and screw those other places. Go to the Odyssey
app. Follow me at Mikayla Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H. Don't you do it, Chet. I swear to God, you know I hate that.
What?
You're doing it just to antagonize me.
I'm sorry, what happened?
Me.
Oh, did something?
You're slurping? Did you have a nice sip of your coffee?
It's delicious.
Good.
Sorry, what were you saying?
No, I can't remember now because my brain is about to explode.
You were talking about following you on social.
Yeah, I'll see you at Fountain Blue tonight at 8 p.m.
Yeah, and she's training today. So, you know, workout videos coming. Okay. Hey, 1.7 million followers. Can't be wrong, y'all.
Let's go.
We'll meet back here tomorrow. Everybody have an amazing day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
By the way, I'm the king of the sidebar today. Quick sidebar. The other day we were talking about Anna Delvey inventing Anna.
Sure.
The girl that just said that she was an heiress and got these people to give her money and all that, you know, all that other kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. It was a great story on Netflix.
Dancing with the Stars.
No, she's a cast member on Dancing with the Stars.
Now, how interested are you? I haven't cared about Dancing with the Stars in forever. And I probably still won't care very long on this one. But I'm interested. And what does that say about us as a society that we are going to reward this behavior?
Oh, sure.
She went to jail. She was on house arrest. In fact, the last I saw, she was still on house arrest for this. But hey, let's give you a few $100,000 and,
yeah,
you know, make you
work around the ankle monitor. We got you.
Let's provide you with the celebrity and attention that you were trying to get in the first place by ripping other people off.
Wow, that's crazy.
And sadly, I'm supporting this. Give me more.
Weekday mornings, it's the Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
All right, relationship rehab. So we talked yesterday about finding your 16-year-old daughter's diary. And is that an invasion of privacy? Yada, yada. And we went back and forth on that. That spurred
I heard it.
It was a good 45 minutes of conversation yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
About what if it's an adult? It changes things for me. If I went home and I found... If I found a diary and my wife wrote in it.
Would you read it?
I don't think I could help myself.
Mm-hmm.
Would you?
I did.
Oh, for the love of God. We'll get to that in just a moment.
Mm-hmm. I did.
Well, we've had a new story go to the top of the pile. Man, I got to tell you, Ashley, anything that I was trying to think about, it doesn't matter anymore now, does it? Holy. So this has happened to Mikayla, and we'll. I know, right? Would you. Okay. If you found something that your significant other, a journal, whatever, are you reading it?
Yep.
Everyone agrees.
Yeah, that's how babies are made.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, Ashley. I don't know why people keep doing that today.
I'm
hello?
Sorry.
Hello?
I'm so sorry. No, I can barely hear you.
Hi, that's okay.
I'm nosy. I would read it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It could also be the children screaming in the background and all the chaos.
I have them both in the truck with me. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
Okay.
You're fine.
It's my life.
You called us. We're grateful. So you would read it. Now, if you found something in it that, you know, like, for example, they said that they met somebody for drinks and made me feel alive. I haven't felt like this in years. Would you do something about it?
Oh, yeah.
I would confront my significant other, because why are you going out for drinks and with who?
Mm-hmm.
And that's not happening. I don't know. But then again, I would find out who that person was, too, because I'm kind of crazy.
And shank them? Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, and then, yeah.
I'm here for all of this. Slice, I'm like, uh-huh, yes.
Slice
uh-huh.
their Achilles? Yeah, no, I got you. No, we
yeah,
understand.
I'd find out what that relation was first, and I'd find out what she was about, and then maybe go ask my husband questions.
That's so funny. That's so funny, because the other person, while I'm curious, that doesn't, they don't have anything to do with me.
Yeah, you'd keep it just home base.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because my problem at that point is my marriage.
Right. Not the other person.
Ah, man.
Yeah.
Just the thought of it is devastating.
Yeah.
Just the mere thought of it is devastating.
Well, and it's such a difficult position, because you find out and they're like, well, don't snoop if you don't want to find something that you're not looking for. But at that point, if they've wronged you, cheated on you.
Oh, I want to make sure you hear this, Ashley. Cool. Lower bowl tickets to Pink.
Oh, that would be dope.
Yeah, did you not know? Did you not know?
I don't know what's going on right now. I'm just nervous.
Well, don't be nervous. It's just us. You're fine. And you've got lower bowl tickets to Pink. Not this weekend, but next weekend, okay?
Oh, that's awesome. I get to ditch the kids for a little bit.
Yeah, go off, Mama. Have fun.
Yeah, really good. All right, hang on one second.
Exciting. Thank you.
Yeah,
yes.
the hard part's over. You don't need to be nervous anymore.
Yeah, okay, great, because I'm shaking.
No, thanks for the relatable advice.
You did great. No, you were fantastic. Hang on. So, okay, this happened to you?
Yeah, when we were first dating, Lisa, my partner, had a journal on the table. She was in the shower. I am the nosiest person alive. I can't even help myself.
Why did she leave it out?
Probably because she trusted me.
Oh, well.
Like a normal person.
Well, I think we all know what happened, but let's find out what happened in just a moment.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
If and when society as we know it crumbles, there will be signs that, you know, like there's a lot of good things out there and we try to spotlight those.
Yeah.
But when it all finally just disintegrates.
Sure.
I'm going to point to this moment.
Okay, there were warnings.
Because you know people, I asked you this before, you don't game, right?
No.
I don't, because I would be this person and I would never leave the house. Mm-hmm. And you would, honestly, you'd never see me again.
Oh, okay, good.
Because I'd be obsessed. I'd like to believe I wouldn't fall this deep mm-hmm. into the hole, but maybe. The Heinz people, ketchup.
Oh, sure, yeah.
You know, they've apparently, now we're trying to figure this out whether it's a joke or not, but I don't think so. I think it's real.
Mm-hmm.
Heinz has developed a robot that will dip gamers' snacks for them and feed them.
No.
So you don't have to.
Chet.
Ever.
How lazy can we be?
Well, or is it efficient? You know what I mean? Because you can't disturb the gaming. It's a hands-free dipping machine called the Hum Hum. Recently debuted at the Esports World Cup in Saudi Arabia. It has a mechanical hand, as you might imagine, that will dip and feed you while you're continuing on with your game. Players can activate the machine by using pedals. So you don't have to use, you know, so you got your controller.
Yeah, right. Okay, you know what? I wanted to drag this. I was going to be like, how lazy can we be as a society? But now things are circling through my mind. Kind of makes sense if they do it professionally. Also could work for people like hairdressers who have their hands caught in hair. Maybe they need to eat. Maybe this could really be a thing.
Because God forbid we skip having junk food.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? God forbid.
Yeah, no, gotta have it.
I think it's funny that this thing will dip for you. You know what I mean? It's just the feeding. Okay, now I also know what you're thinking. You're like, come on, this isn't real. The Heinz people say it's serious. There are photos out there on the interwebs. Do that on your own time today. That said, it is unclear if they would ever be able to manufacture them, you know, so that the price point would work for the consumer and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But you know already there's some rich dude out there that's going, yeah, I want this.
Yeah, and I'm going to get
maybe
it.
Maybe even some not so rich dude, like my Call of Duty buddies that keep begging me to start playing so I could play with them. and I guarantee they're like, how much do these things cost? We'll get one.
Yeah, this is the thing.
When society crumbles, mark down, look, this time and this date.
And you'll still be able to have your chicken tendies.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
You know, in the interest of public safety and, you know, stuff like that, we try to keep you apprised of crime that may be affecting your neighborhood.
Absolutely.
Now, I'm not saying anybody is doing this now in the Vegas Valley, but in Louisville, Kentucky, there's a porch pooper.
Tuesday morning, I went out to my front porch and noticed this, what I thought was a cat poop, and it turned out to be a person. I have no idea. We're good neighbors. We keep to ourselves. We behave ourselves. And I can't imagine that somebody would want to do some kind of retribution. I'm relieved that he's not violent or he's not trying to force entry. He's just doing his deed.
The obvious joke here is he's relieved, too. Why, and by the way, yeah. Why are we so certain that it's a guy? Because again, this is something women,
never, they would never.
Until they do. Until they do. So, yeah, it's crazy.
This guy just sounds so sweet, though, and monotone and like an easygoing guy. Like, what could he have done that he's got a porch pooper?
I think he's an innocent victim.
Yeah.
Of somebody who's just doing it. He's done it twice so far. He's visited the house at least three times. Security camera got it on video. But, yeah, nobody knows why or, you know, we know how.
Yeah.
Nobody knows why.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
More you know before we go. Two things really quick. Sunday, I finally got my truck washed. I'm amazed it didn't fall apart. Because I was pretty sure. Because I've had that truck 10 years. It's got 155,555 miles on it. I never did.
Wow.
Is that lucky? If there's a bunch of fives.
555 sure is angel numbers. Means luck is coming.
Yeah?
Yeah, it is. It really is. Prosperity and luck.
Well, and you know, nothing's for real unless you post it on social media, so I better get on that. But I went to Sparkle Car Wash on Tropicana. I'll give him a free plug.
Okay.
Because there was this guy named Mazda.
Full name.
And it's weird that this would pop up today because he said, next time you come in, I'll tell you the story of why I'm named Mazda. But I may already know because it says this right here in front of me. Isn't this weird that this is all happening? Mazda is named after the god of a religion. That's that Zoroastrianism.
Oh,
You recognize the word if you saw it. You know what I mean? It's a Z with a bunch of letters behind it.
Okay.
The god of that religion is named Ahura Mazda. The name translates to wisdom in Persian.
Oh, yeah. I'm just kind of stuck on the chances of you meeting a guy named Mazda and then finding the meaning of it.
Right here in front of me. I did not look that up myself. That just popped in there in front of me. It's weird. There are craters in North Dakota, Canada, France, and the Ukraine that were almost all likely caused at the same time by fragments of the same asteroid 216 million years ago.
Wow, that's crazy.
Can you imagine today, though, if that happened, just the devastation? You know, although North Dakota, a good portion, anything 100 miles north of the U.S. border in Canada, probably clear.
Uh-huh.
The Ukraine's already a mess.
I know.
Reasons. France might be in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But still.
It'll be rough.
But still wild that that happened all at once.
Yeah.
And that there's the craters there that you can, mm-hmm. That you can see. That's the more you know before we go. We probably should. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Follow us at 985KLUC after what's been a heck of a run for this last week. Clear today. Going to try and get a little caught up on some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Adrian, what you got working?
You can follow me on Instagram, on TikTok, at Heavyweight Radio. Be sure to check out the Unlikely Podcast, wherever you get your podcast, or even a better suggestion, also check out the Chet Buchanan Show on that free Odyssey app.
Yeah, and screw those other places. Go to the Odyssey.
Follow me at Mikayla Gordon, MIKALAH. Don't you do it, Chet. I swear to God, you know I hate that.
What?
You're doing it just to antagonize me.
I'm sorry, what happened? Oh, did something?
Are you slurping? Did you have a nice sip of your coffee?
It's delicious.
Good.
Sorry, what were you saying?
No, I can't remember now because my brain is about to explode.
You were talking about following you on social.
Yeah, I'll see you at Fountain Blue tonight at 8 p.m.
Yeah, and she's training today. So, you know, workout videos coming. Okay. Hey, 1.7 million followers. Can't be wrong, y'all.
Let's go.
We'll meet back here tomorrow. Everybody have an amazing day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
More you know before we go. Two things really quick. Sunday, I finally got my truck washed. I'm amazed it didn't fall apart because I was pretty sure. Because I've had that truck 10 years. It's got 155,555 miles on it. I never did.
Wow.
Is that lucky if there's a bunch of fives?
555 sure is angel numbers. Means luck is coming.
Yeah?
Yeah, it is. It really is. Prosperity and luck.
Well, and you know, nothing's for real unless you post it on social media, so I better get on there. But I went to Sparkle Car Wash on Tropicana. I'll give him a free plug.
Okay.
Because there was this guy named Mazda.
Full name.
And it's weird that this would pop up today because he said, next time you come in, I'll tell you the story of why I'm named Mazda. But I may already know because it says this right here in front of me. Isn't this weird that this is all happening? Mazda is named after the god of a religion. That's that Zoroastrianism.
Oh, for
sure. You recognize the word if you saw it. You know what I mean? It's a Z with a bunch of letters behind it.
Okay.
The god of that religion is named Ahura Mazda. The name translates to wisdom in Persian.
Oh, yeah. I'm just kind of stuck on the chances of you meeting a guy named Mazda and then finding the meaning of it.
Right here in front of me. I did not look that up myself. That just popped in there in front of me. It's weird. There are craters in North Dakota, Canada, France, and the Ukraine that were almost all likely caused at the same time by fragments of the same asteroid 216 million years ago.
Wow, that's crazy.
Can you imagine today, though, if that happened, just the devastation? You know, although North Dakota, a good portion, anything 100 miles north of the U.S. border in Canada, probably clear. The Ukraine's already a mess.
I know.
France might be in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But still.
That'd be rough.
But still wild that that happened all at once.
Yeah.
And that there's craters there that you can, that you could see. That's the more you know before we go. We probably should. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Follow us at 985KLUC after what's been a heck of a run for this last week. Clear today. Going to try and get a little caught up on some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Adrian, what you got working?
You can follow me on Instagram, on TikTok, at Heavyweight Radio. Be sure to check out the Unlikely Podcast, wherever you get your podcast, or even a better suggestion, also check out the Chet Buchanan Show on that free Odyssey app.
Yeah, and screw those other places. Go to the Odyssey.
Follow me at Mikayla Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H. Don't you do it, Chet. I swear to God, you know I hate that.
What?
You're doing it just to antagonize
me. I'm sorry, what happened?
Me.
Oh, did something?
You're slurping? Did you have a nice sip of your coffee?
It's delicious.
Good.
Sorry, what were you saying?
No, I can't remember now because my brain is about to explode.
You were talking about following you on social.
Yeah, I'll see you at Fountain Blue tonight at 8 p.m.
Yeah, and she's training today. So, you know, workout videos coming. Okay. Hey, 1.7 million followers. Can't be wrong, y'all.
Let's go.
We'll meet back here tomorrow. Everybody have an amazing day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com